it go. Some holy words to hear, some holy words to hear. We spy three ladies dressed in black as they come into view. Lord Arlen's wife was gaily clad, a flower among the few, a flower among the few. She tripped up to Matty Groves, her eyes so cast down, saying, pray, oh, pray, come with me, stay as you pass through the town, as you pass through the town.
Well, I cannot go, I dare not go, I fear to cost my life. I see by that little ring you wear that you are Lord Arlen's wife.
Oh,
you're the great Lord Arlen's wife.
Take that thing off. Oh, this may be false, this may be true, I can't deny it all. But Arlen's gone to consecrate King Henry at Whitehall. King Henry at Whitehall. Pray, oh, pray, come with me, stay on the page out of sight. I'll serve you there beyond. Sleep with you at night.
Her little page did listen well to all that they did say, and ere the sun could rise again, he quickly sped away. He quickly sped away. At Ely Run, the king's highway, swam across the tide. He never did stop until he come to the great Lord Arlen's side. To the great Lord Arlen's side.
Brings you to me. My castle burnt, my tenants robbed, my lady with baby. My lady with baby.
No harm has come your house and land, the little page did say. But Matty Groves is bedded up with your fair lady gay.
What?
With your fair lady gay.
Lord Arlen called his merry men, he bade them with him go. He bade them never a word to speak, never a horn to blow, and never a horn to blow.
But of Lord Arlen's merry men, there was one who wished no ill, and the bravest lad in all the crew blew his horn so loud and shrill. Blew his horn so loud and shrill.
What's in this, cries Matty Groves, what's in this that I do hear? It sounds like Arlen's merry men, the ones that I do fear, the ones that I do fear.
Lie down now, Matty Groves, and keep me from the cold. It's only Arlen's merry men, a calling the sheep to fold, a calling the sheep to fold.
And Matty Groves, he did lie down, he took a nap of sleep. And when he woke, Lord Arlen was a-standing at his feet.
A-standing at his feet. How now, my bully boy? And how do you like my sheets? And how do you like my fair young bride who lies in your arms asleep? Who lies in your arms asleep?
Well, I like your bed, and it's well I like your sheets, but it's best I like your fair young bride who lies in my arms asleep. Dear God, who lies in my arms asleep?
Rise up now, Matty Groves, as fast as ever you can. In England it shall ne'er be said, I slew a naked man. I slew a naked man.
I won't get up, I can't get up, I won't get up for my life. For you have got two Spanish swords, and I but a pocket knife. And I but a pocket knife.
It's true, I have two Spanish swords, they cost me deep in my purse. But you shall have the better of them, and I shall have the worse. And I shall have the worse.
I don't like the sound of this.
And you must strike the very first stroke. You strike it like a man. And I will strike the very next stroke, and I'll kill you if I can. And I'll kill you if I can.
You were gonna say that.
struck, he hurt Lord Arlen's sore. But the next stroke Lord Arlen struck, little Matty struck no more. Little Matty struck no more.
Rise up, my fair young bride. Draw on your pretty clothes and tell me, do you like me best? I like you, Matty Groves. The dying Matty Groves. She picked up Matty's bleeding head. She kissed it cheek and chin. Said, Matty Groves I'd rather have than Arlen and all his kin. Than Arlen and all his kin. Your hand, for you have killed the fairest lad in all of England, in all of England.
And Arlen took that Spanish sword, still red with Matty's gore, and he struck off his own wife's head and kicked it against the door,
and kicked it against the door. A grave, Lord Arlen said, to put these lovers in. But bury my lady on top, for she was a royal bitch. She was of noble kin.